Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.
Well, as part of our weekly Modern Media segments, we've been looking at some traditional and new media forms and their impact in today's world. This week, we'll be taking a look at the trends that may impact the Irish entertainment and media markets over the next 4 years. Talking us through PwC's research into this industry and what might lie ahead in the coming years is Naomi Ryan, Senior Manager with PwC Ireland's Entertainment and Media Practice. Naomi, start by providing us with an insight into the scale of this industry here in Ireland.
Good morning, Carl. Thanks for having me. Well, I think the revenue from 2022 kind of gives a good overview of that, Carl. So if we look at the revenue, it would have been about 5.12 billion euro across the sector in 2022.
And late last year, PwC published its Outlook for Entertainment and Media until 2027. So what does this look like?
The Irish entertainment and media industry, really, the report shows strong growth for Ireland, which is great. So the report itself predicts that it will grow at a compound annual growth rate of 3.6% through to 2027. This is actually in line with global growth as well, which is also expected to be 3.6%. And just to give you a bit of, more context on the report, so it's an analysis and forecast of the entertainment media spending by customers and advertisers across 53 territories. So Ireland's just one of those, and it looks at 13 different segments. So this would be like TV, radio, advertising, and so on.
And what factors have contributed to the growth in entertainment and media in Ireland in recent years?
Yeah, so it's a good question. We've identified three key drivers of growth in Ireland. So the first is your internet access. So if we think about this is mobile internet and fixed broadband internet. And if you think about that as your underlying infrastructure, with the rollout of fibre broadband and 5G allows us more reliable internet and streaming. And then secondly, which kind of goes hand in hand, is your internet advertising. So this would be made up of both mobile internet advertising and wired internet advertising. And where we've seen particularly strong growth in Ireland is within the mobile internet advertising segment. And then thirdly would be the video on demand market. So this is made up now of both subscription video on demand, so your kind of big streaming services that you pay a monthly subscription for, and also transactional video on demand. So they may not require a subscription, but maybe a one-time fee if you rent a movie or something like that.
Naomi, from a media and advertising perspective, how is radio performing?
The Irish radio market has really held its own. We saw revenues of about 108 million euro for 2022, which is the same as the previous year. This market would be made up of radio license fees as well as radio advertising. And what's interesting is we actually saw the radio market seem to dip slightly during the pandemic. So it dropped from about 108 million euro in 2019 to 102 million in 2020. But we're already back to those pre-pandemic revenues, and this is expected to remain steady over the forecasted period.
So in particular, what factors are driving the music and radio segment right now?
So if we look at the radio segment first, in-car listening is a key driver of radio ad spend. So where we saw the slight dip during the pandemic, probably due to people not being in their cars listening along to the radio. If we look at music now, the live music sector in particular is showing really strong growth as we think of going back to, I guess, live music events and being able to go to concerts again. So this accounted for 44% of the music market in 2022, which shows really strong growth.
Staying with traditional media types, what is PwC's outlook for newspapers?
So I guess for newspapers, the trend we're seeing year on year, unfortunately, is that it is declining. And there'd be a couple of key drivers for this. So it's costly is kind of first and foremost, the supply chain costs along with the increased paper costs. There's also an environmental impact to it. And then if you think of the demographics as well, so our own consumption behaviours, I think the report cites the Ireland Digital News Report of 2022, where research showed 35% of respondents to a survey said that smartphones were their go-to device choice for news. This was followed by 31% relying on radio, and only 3% then cited newspapers as their morning choice. So you can really see the shift to digital there.
Mobile internet advertising, and more specifically video display advertising, is enjoying significant growth.
It is, exactly. So we're seeing strong growth in mobile internet advertising, with revenues expected to reach €455 million by 2027. So really strong growth of about 5.2% compound annual growth.
And what is the outlook for paid search advertising such as Google Ads?
While mobile internet advertising is showing strong growth, the fastest growing category is video display. So as I mentioned, the video on demand market. Paid search is actually the slowest, but is still showing some growth.
So in the entertainment space, is subscription video on demand still enjoying the boost which it received during the COVID lockdowns?
Yeah, so it's a great question, and we are still seeing growth in subscription video on demand, though it has slowed from the pandemic levels, which is to be expected as we saw kind of boosted growth during the pandemic. We are still expecting that the subscription video on demand market to grow by about 9%, which is actually above the global compound annual growth rate. So it's still showing strong growth potential.
And what new media channels should businesses be aware of today when it comes to advertising?
Yeah, so it's a great question. And a few years ago, I think we started to hear a lot about VR, so virtual reality, or AR, augmented reality, and extended reality, XR. And a lot of companies are still investing in this. You'll see kind of launches of new virtual reality headsets, which are getting more and more advanced. Unfortunately, we don't yet have the VR data for Ireland specifically, but it is expected to be a fast-growing category globally, with most of that coming from the US and also China. So I guess this is kind of a new media channel that businesses are still investing in and exploring.
So what are the threats and the opportunities that come with AI from a media perspective?
Yeah, also a great question. And to your point, we are hearing a lot more about AI and generative AI. And in the report, we said that a lot of big tech companies have either recently announced or have already in motion that they are going to be using generative AI to create adverts and also to produce advertising campaigns similar to those that are made by marketing teams today. So with this comes both opportunities and challenges. I guess with the challenges of this is really they need to be mindful of the regulatory landscape. So there's legislation changes that really are to protect us consumers. But one that we've cited in the report is the EU AI Act. So this is being examined by the European Data Protection Board, and Irish companies will need to prepare for it. So when they're ensuring that they assess their approach to generative AI, they'll also need to identify and adhere to responsible AI principles and address any critical risks related to transparency, privacy and consent. So it's really important that companies kind of play a role to safeguard this information and ensure that consumer privacy rights are upheld.
And Naomi, apart from AI, what are the other opportunities and threats facing the sector going forward?
Yeah, so I think a key challenge is the rate of change. So if we think about the changes over the last 5-10 years, both in our changing kind of consumer behaviours, but also how we consume content and new technology advancements and AI like we just talked about. So this, of course, presents opportunities as well, with businesses investing in new technology, like I mentioned, the VR headsets or generative AI that we talked about. But also it can be difficult for companies to embrace this change. So in one of our recent PwC annual global CEO survey, 40% of entertainment and media CEOs said that their current business model would not be viable in 10 years. So really, businesses are having to adapt to these new changes while also being mindful of the regulatory landscape.
Well, if you've just tuned in, that was Naomi Ryan from PwC Ireland, and I'd like to thank Naomi for sharing her insights with us this morning.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.